You are about to hear the most interesting, informative, thought-provoking, opinion-leading, and funny show in America, on air and on the World Wide Web. This is the Rob Carson Show.
And by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. And I have got a date with a crappy kitchen and a sledgehammer. I know, you're jealous. You're jealous of me. And when I'm not doing that, I'm going to be watching The Bear, which is an amazing TV show on Hulu, FX, I guess, and Shogun. I know. It's a dream weekend. It's a fantasy weekend. It's incredible. And wife's out of town, too. So you wish you were me. Even you women wish you were me. I know you are. You watch HGTV. You like the destruction at the beginning of the show and the reveal at the end. All that stuff in the middle is falderall. It's like, oh, let's go get door pulls. Let's decide paint color. Who cares? All you really care about is the destruction and the result. There you go. There you go. 800-922-6680 is the number for the radio show if you want to call and be a part of it. Senator Roger Marshall joins us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas. So this is how twisted the left and radical BLM, the thought set, has sunk in. CNN's Stephanie Elam, she basically said that... people were happy about O.J. Simpson and the fact that he sawed his ex-wife's head nearly off and murdered Ron Goldman. By the way, I don't know if you you Gen Zers, you may not know, but that's what he did. That's what he did. He nearly sawed off the head of his ex-wife and then murdered the guy who stumbled upon the murder. And this happened all back in 1994, you know, before many of you were even born. But here is this radical leftist, Stephanie Elam, on CNN saying that basically black people wanted to see this.
And it's also just worth noting how much was impacted by this trial, Jake. So many things happened. We saw policing changing here in the city. And it's also worth noting, because of that unrest, that racial unrest in the 90s, that is why so many people who may not have been invested in O.J. Simpson were just happy to see that someone who was rich and famous and black could get away with what other people did in the system as well, too.
I don't recall whole lot of billionaire white people sawing the heads of their wives off. Maybe I'm missing something. Or maybe this is the same pathos that says, you know, Israel, they're a bunch of colonialists over there, and October the 7th was completely justified. Yeah, it's the exact same mental disorder. 100%. Hey, it's Friday. Let's hear some comedy, shall you, from the great Jim Gossett, right here on the Rob Carson Show.
O.J. Simpson's no longer with us.
Goodbye.
Recently, he lost his life.
Is that a white hearse?
Don't make me sad. O.J. was so bad.
No cops in pursuit.
Murdered two people with his knife. He was a killer. A cold-blooded killer, don't you know? Of Ron Goldman and his own wife. We know he did it. We know he hid it. I'm talking about O.J.'s knife. That L.A. jury acquitted O.J. 'cause the families lots of strife. Can't justify it. Don't even try it. I hope it haunts them all their lives.
There you go.
They let O.J. walk.
Nice. 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 There you go. So there's a great awakening happening in the country. I've waited for 30 years to get here, and I've been talking about the crisis in the black community for decades now. I've been advocating for black kids in inner cities and the abuses that they're going through, and the schools never get better, and things have only gotten worse. Things have only gotten worse. And Donald Trump said, how much, you know, what do you got to lose? In 2020, he said, what do you got to lose? Well, now we found out what they got to lose, right? And there is a great and righteous, and I mean this truly, there is a great and righteous awakening happening in our country, particularly with black people. And my black brothers and sisters, and my brown brothers and sisters and my Asian and my Jewish and my liberal brothers and sisters were realizing we've been sold a bill of goods by the radical left. They've been trying to force the wet dream of the class of 1968 down our throats, and they've divided us, and we're done with it. Wall Street Journal poll. Trump has nearly doubled support among black women and men since 2020. I know, 30% of black men, 11% of black women. Black men have been demoralized and demeaned, and they have been marginalized for decades. They have, and they're tired of it. And they realize the most empowering thing in your life, is being example to others that is positive, of raising your children, of loving the person who has devoted her life to you. It is. It's powerful. We've been told forever, oh, that, you know what? Nah, man, you want to be this or that, or you want to drive this car, you want to drive that car, you want to, you know, bang this person or that person. You want the first person who will twerk their rear end in front of your face. Been sold a bill of goods. 30% of black men, 11% of black women intend to vote for Donald Trump in 2024. How is that possible? He's Hitler. He's Hitler. He's evil. He hates black people. He's a white supremacist. Yeah. 12% of black men voted for Trump in 2020. 6% of black women voted for Trump in 2020. Things are turning around. One of the people who were in this Chick-fil-A the other day, when Donald Trump was there, did you see that? Donald Trump was there, and he is, you know, hanging out with these people, and there's a lot of black people in there. In fact, almost exclusively black. And they were wanting to get their picture taken with him, and there weren't liberals sitting there going, oh, he's a white supremacist, why are you doing that? And one of them even said, Mr. Trump, I support you no matter what they say. And she put herself at a great deal of risk, you know. Remember Joe the plumber? He was just a white guy. He got destroyed when he expressed his support and disagreed with Barack Obama. I mean, this woman, she risked a lot of things by saying, as a black woman, she supports Donald Trump. Her name is Michaela Montgomery, and she went to the Chick-fil-A to meet Donald Trump because she works at the university, and she's got this organization. It's called Conserve the Culture. And she was on with Fox last night talking about it. I want you to listen to what she had to say about Donald Trump and about the Democrat Party.
The general consensus, or social media, would have you thinking that if President Trump were to show up to the HBCU campuses or walk around the ABC community, that like some angry mob would form or a riot would ensue and that he would not be welcomed. And clearly the sentiment in that room the other day was the complete opposite. He was very well.
Remember Donald Trump? He said that those white supremacists, there were good people in that crowd in Charlotte. He is a racist. Or maybe they just took his words out of context to create a narrative that was false.
When people were excited to see him, people showed up in support of him, and people, of course, were from all four institutions within the AUC, the local HBCU community in Atlanta, and they all showed up in support of him. So it's actually kind of crazy to see people in an uproar when all four institutions were legitimately represented, and all four institutions were represented by said students who wanted to support President Trump.
Wow. This despite what urban media says about Donald Trump.
And additionally, it was a learning experience for my students because they were able to see and experience firsthand how the media can warp the perception of an opinion or a person. Because, like I said, to think that these students who attend these illustrious institutions aren't smart enough to make their own decisions, much so that they would only show support for Trump because he bought chicken sandwiches and milkshakes.
It's offensive.
That in itself is...
Yeah, that's what the urban media is saying. They're saying that these kids came out to support Donald Trump at the personal risk in many ways. In many ways. You know, and I'll just tell you to the people of color in the audience, you tell your family that you're conservative. You know what it's like. It usually isn't greeted very well, is it? And if you say Donald Trump, my God in heaven, it's even worse. I know. I've heard it from many of my friends. But they showed up, and then what does urban media say? Well, the only reason they did that is because he was buying them free chicken strips and free milkshakes.
The most disturbing part of it all, especially when you think about the fact that it was mainly urban media outlets that were doing everything in their power to turn other black people against these young black kids who simply were not shy to explore other options.
Remember when Hillary Clinton said... Joe Biden said, we're going to keep you. They're going to put you all back in chains. He had the balls to tell a group of black people that the Republican Party is going to put y'all back in chains. Oh, my God, in heaven. That is fantastic. He did. And Hillary Clinton talked about the Republican plantation, and they're going to, you know, sick dogs on you or whatever. And I said, no, the Democrats are the ones at the plantation. If you stray off the Democrat thought plantation as a black person, they are going to send the hounds after you. And it's going to be academia, and it's going to be the media. Duh. I said that 15 years ago. It's so funny. And then Michaela Montgomery, who's this woman who represents this conservative, the culture group, who brought a bunch of black kids to Chick-fil-A to support Donald Trump at their own risk of reputation and assaults, both verbally, online, and whatnot in the media, was asked why a lot of black students are turning toward Trump.
I think, and this is a sentiment I get a lot coming from the young people themselves, yeah, is that they feel like he's honest. They feel like this is somebody who, while we might not agree with how he says things, how he goes about things, at least he's telling us what it is. We don't feel like this is a snake in the grass waiting for his chance to bite us.
Oh, yeah.
This is somebody who's telling us, this is what my plan is. Here's how I plan to execute it. Here's the people involved.
Yeah.
And here's how you can get involved.
Mm-hmm.
So they just feel like he's more relatable. And I don't say that to say that, like, you know, they all relate to him. But again, he gives you that relatable feeling to where it's like, hey, I'm just like you. You know me. This is what you said you wanted. Here's what I'm going to try to do about it. They really feel like this is somebody who's talking to them and not just saying what they want to hear.
Oh, that is crazy, isn't it? That is just crazy. And then she was asked, a very well-informed individual who is very in touch with his history and Joe Biden's political record, what has Joe Biden done for black people?
Well, he locked up a lot of people that look like me, and they're still sitting in jail waiting for, you know, justice and appeal of some sort. So when it comes to what Joe Biden has done for black America, if we look specifically at his record as a senator, it wasn't something that benefited us at all. If anything, one could argue that he dedicated his entire senatorial career to disrupting the way of life, you know, for black people.
Yeah.
He didn't want black kids going to the same school as his kids.
That's true.
He didn't want black people walking on the sidewalk along with his mother.
That's
and grandma.
True. Yeah, yeah.
So the fact that we ignore these things that were said on the Senate floor, like, this is somebody who passed legislation with the sole intent of oppressing a certain community. And then you had somebody like Trump come in and give us the First Step Act to try and right the wrongs that were done with this three strikes rule. And nobody's talking about that.
Yeah, and I've talked about the conservative apartheid that's been going on in this country. 99% of Hollywood is left Democrat. 99% of the music industry is left. Black people are not allowed to say publicly they are Republicans or conservative, right? It's a little bit of that, too. So I want to play a little montage of how things maybe have changed a little bit in the black community.
How's Joe Biden doing?
He's too old. Sorry. But everybody elected him, so that's y'all fault.
And you ain't black.
He's sitting there lying to people.
And you ain't black.
He's the worst president that we ever had.
And you ain't black.
Joe Biden, please go back to Delaware, because New York City, you have no idea what we need.
And you ain't black.
He's a slimy mother, you know? He take you out to lunch and stick the fork up your ass right after.
Who do you want to win the 2024 election, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump. I want Donald Trump.
What?
And you ain't black.
Trump.
That happens to be me, in case you forget.
When he was in, it was no crime. Crime was down.
Uncle Donald. No cap. That's a nice guy.
And you ain't black.
Trump is straight up and down like 6 o'clock. At least I know what I get when it comes.
Straight up and down like 6 o'clock. That's new. Sam. I love it.
And you ain't black.
I was more comfortable with Donald Trump in office.
And you ain't black.
I'm not voting for Joe Biden.
And you ain't black.
Trump, that's right. I said it.
Now, coming up, Joe Biden panders in the worst way to black people. I mean, the worst way. I'm going to share the latest. It is laughable. That's coming up. This is the Rob Carson Show.
Relentlessly slowing the spread of the stupid every day. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Senator Roger Marshall joins us at the bottom of the hour. You know why Democrats want reparations? Because they want to erase their history. They do. They want to erase the legacy of slavery and Jim Crow and Planned Parenthood and the Great Society and the destruction of the black nuclear family, the destruction of Black Wall Street, among other things, the KKK. That's what they want to do with reparations. They think, oddly enough, they think a government check is going to do it. They really do. It's hilarious. It's really insulting when you think about it. It really is. Listen to this. This is the worst. This is the worst. President Biden is drawing new criticism after he directed his FDA to delay a ban on menthol cigarettes until after the election. Joe Biden thinks that appealing to black voters is, I'm going to go ahead and delay the ban on menthol cigarettes so the black people can have menthol cigarettes. It's just funny. I didn't realize they were a black thing, to be quite honest, because my sister smoked menthol cigarettes. My whole family smoked menthol cigarettes when I was growing up. It was Salem menthols. When I was in college, I was being a dumbass kid, and I never smoked, but I would, like, when I'd go out to the bar or whatever, I'd bring some cigarettes, you know, and I'd, like, have a cigarette, and it was more menthols. So stupid. I know. Thank God I never picked. Under the Biden, the Food and Drug Administration has worked toward enacting a ban on menthol cigarettes for 2 years, but it has recently moved to delay the finalization of the bill until after the election. There you go. The delay is a blatant election year pandering. Yeah, that's what Joe Biden thinks of you, you people of color. You just sit around and you smoke menthol cigarettes. I think he's got a little dated view of perception. Let me do a flashback to about 1980. Hold on, here it is. Hold on, here it is. Here it is. Yeah, this is what Joe Biden thinks of African Americans, and I can't get it to play. So let me just try it over here. Hold on 1 second. Trust me, it'll be worth it. It'll be really worth it if my computer decides to actually work for me, and it is not going to. Yes, it is. Here it is. Maybe you'll recall this.
Billy D. Williams on body language.
You know, body language tells you a lot about what a person's thinking. For instance, that means he has an interest in the finer things in life. That.
Oh, crud. Sorry. It just stopped right in the middle. Here we go.
That means she also wants a little fun in her life, yeah. But only with the right man.
That's right.
And now she's pouring a Colt 45. And we all know what that means.
Oh, yes, we do.
Mind if I join you?
You must have read my mind.
There you go. That's
something like that.
That is the Democrat Party's perception of African Americans right there in a nutshell is a malt liquor commercial from 1980. Sorry. It just is. It's so dated and insulting. It is ridiculous. That's what the Democrat Party think. They think that it'll get votes. It will get votes to cancel the FDA's getting rid of menthol cigarettes before the election. That's what's going to get the votes, you menthol cigarette smokers. Here's Jim Gossett as Al Sharpton.
Trump is really gaining ground among minorities. My days of poverty pimping may be numbered. 25% in the black community.
Oh, yeah. Give us our menthols. We'll vote
Joe
for
Biden
it.
Joe Biden on menthol cigarettes. Hey, Joe, what's up with that? You trying to lose all our support?
Soft bigotry of low expectations.
But he sees the polls, and he hears us as we say. Don't take Newport away.
No, don't do it.
Keep your hands off my cools. Marble ice. Don't take Newport away.
There you go. That's your Democrat Party. That is pandering. Pandering. All right, so Senator Roger Marshall joins us on the other side of this break to talk about Alejandro Mayorkas' impeachment and the Senate's reticence to do so, even though he deserves it. That's coming up next, and this is The Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Our money loses value every year due to inflation. In fact, the dollar has lost over 98% of its value relative to gold. What if you could earn income in gold, which can't get inflated away, instead of dollars? Monetary Metals does just that. They offer the ability to earn income in gold, growing your total ounces over time by leasing or loaning your gold to qualified gold-using businesses. Earn 2 to 5% annually on your gold while supporting qualified businesses in the gold industry. Or if you're an accredited investor, you could earn even higher yields, double digits, in their gold bond offerings. You can open an account directly on Monetary Metals' website in less than 15 minutes. Fund your account by purchasing gold directly from Monetary Metals at less than 1% over spot, or you can use gold you already have. They provide free shipping and insurance and free storage and insurance for any metal in your account. Opt out of the dollar, central bankers, fiat currency, the corrupt financial system, and get your own personal gold standard with Monetary Metals. Visit monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information. Again, monetary-metals.com/Carson for more information or to get started opening your account. Friday edition of the Rob Carson Show. The number is 800-922-6680. I am honored to have one of my senators on the Newsmax hotline. He is Senator Roger Marshall. He is a proven conservative political outsider from Great Big Kansas, and he joins us on the Newsmax hotline. Senator, welcome to the show.
Rob, it's great to be with you. A beautiful sunny day here in Kansas, and I may just go fishing later this afternoon.
I got to tell you, bud, it is a gorgeous day in where I live in Johnson County, by the way. I've lived in the Kansas side of Kansas City for about 9 years, and it is a glorious day. And, Senator, I think that there's an awakening happening in our country. I really do, to the malfeasance of the deep state and the abuse of people, particularly people of color, by the Democrat Party. I don't know if you feel it in Washington, D.C. or Kansas, but I think it's happening.
Rob, it is. You know, everywhere across the country, these modern-day patriots are waking up and say, it's our turn to stand up and get things right, whether it's standing up for our local schools or protecting our God-given constitutional rights. We did a couple town halls, telephone town halls, had thousands of Kansans on the calls, and their number two concern is the threat of Joe Biden to their constitutional rights. Which is just interesting that they're worried about that. I never would have dreamed that we'd have a president who's proud to wave his thumb at the Supreme Court and proceed with giving $500 billion away of unappropriated dollars for school loan repayment. So you're right. I do think that there's an awakening across the country now.
You know, my son just graduated from KU, by the way. He graduated 2022, the same year that they won the national championship. And he's got student loans, and I don't expect the government to pay for them. He's the guy who signed the paper. He's the guy who is responsible for it. And I think it's ridiculous that Joe Biden is trying to buy votes in such a fashion. Do you suppose that this is going to actually happen? Do you suppose that he might be held accountable for doing something like this?
Well, Rob, certainly the Supreme Court stopped him once, and we'll just see if we can get this to the Supreme Court before he gets the cash out the door. I mean, this guy's wily in what they're doing. They're very, very purposeful, whether it's an open southern border attacking our constitutional rights or, in this case, unappropriated dollars. Congress has not approved this, and there's nobody in the country that thinks that this is right. Even if you're one of the benefactors of this, I don't know that you think that it's right, that you're going to sleep well at night. But this is why hardworking Americans are joining the Republican Party, because they know that this isn't right. The Republican Party is becoming the party of hardworking Americans that pack their lunch to work.
Yeah. You know, I live in a neighborhood where a good deal of Hispanic people live, and they move here, and literally across the street from me, I got people with Ford F-150s and 250s with ladder trucks on the side of them. These are hardworking people who've come here to make a living, but the southern border has been abused and opened to enemies of our country, to military-age males from places like China. It's all been under the absolute direction of Joe Biden, of the DHS as well. We know now that we've been sold a bill of goods about the origin of this being climate change, which was a joke. And now the possibility of impeaching Alejandro Mayorkas in the Senate is in jeopardy because Chuck Schumer doesn't even want to have the trial. What are your thoughts on this impeachment and where it's going to go and what will happen if Mr. Schumer gets his way?
Yeah. Well, this issue is so toxic. The issue of the open southern border is so toxic. Chuck Schumer is refusing to have an impeachment trial. First of all, it's unconstitutional what he's about to do. He's going to table the impeachment articles. It's never been done before in the history of this country. So it's totally unconstitutional. Certainly not the intent of what our founding fathers meant. And to me, this is a nuclear option, nuclear in the sense that he's breaking the Senate rules as well. His nuclear warhead is going to require a nuclear retaliation, and that's exactly what we're going to do. You recall back in 2013, it was when Harry Reid was leader of the Senate, and he went nuclear on how many on the judge threshold, how many senators it took to get judges over the threshold. He lowered that. That came back and bit him when Neil Gorsuch got the same treatment. It only took 50 plus one Republican senators to get Gorsuch and the next two justices across the court. So Chuck Schumer wants to table this. He does not want the impeachment trial. We're doing everything we can to force it, but it's an uphill battle.
Well, I saw that you are on the list of 43 senators who are saying that they need to hear the impeachment trial. I said a couple days ago, and I think Ted Cruz said the same thing, that clearly the reason why they don't want this trial is because they don't want the deep state and Democrat Party's involvement in opening our southern border to come to light. Do you agree with that, sir?
You know, absolutely, because when America sees this, and the public is who's demanding this impeachment trial, they want accountability for the person that let 11 million people cross our border illegally. Included in there are 2 million gotaways, people that the Border Patrol officers saw but never could catch them. 2 million of those folks, unvetted, ebony or terrorists, we have no idea as well. But beyond this, it would only take two Democrats to support this trial going forward, only two of them. So think about the states of Montana and Ohio, where there are senators that are up for re-election, states that President Trump is going to win by 15 or 20 points. This is our chance between now and when that bomb drops on probably Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. We got to somehow put the pressure on those Democrat senators with weak knees and say, look, you need to force this impeachment vote.
Let me ask you, Senator Roger Marshall, by the way, thanks for being on the show. What about the impeachment of Joe Biden? What about the classified documents report from Robert Hur that said that Joe Biden was an elderly man with a bad memory and that's why he shouldn't be, no jury would ever hear any evidence of his taking classified documents, which says to me that he either is too incompetent and infirm to be the president or he is perfectly fine and should be held as responsible as Donald Trump. What are your thoughts with regard to the impeachment of Joe Biden moving forward, and also the different take on classified documents from Donald Trump and Joe Biden?
Yeah, well, I would welcome those impeachment articles to come to the Senate. I don't see that happen. I think these impeachments really are way more political than I ever thought they would be, but that's what the founding fathers meant for. Was this impeachment to be a public trial, more or less? But I want to go back to when Joe Biden was a senator. I cannot imagine. So I go down to what's called the SCIF, where we review these top secret documents. I don't know how in the world he got out of that SCIF as a senator with him. I understand as a vice president, maybe they bring him to the office, but he blatantly broke the law as United States senator. So I'm just dumbfounded to think that this double standard, once again, this double standard going on here, and Americans get it, though. That's a good thing, Rob, is that Americans get that. They know there's a double standard. They know this Justice Department has weaponized the Justice Department, and that's why we're going to have a change 200 days from now. We'll be electing a new president.
I'm hoping so. I am actually grateful for the trials and tribulations the country has gone through, because I think it has caused people to be awake to what is happening in Washington, D.C. I've said, Senator, that people move to Washington, D.C., spend their entire lives telling us how to live ours. And a lot of the times there's this pipeline between government and, you know, all of these big pharma, big defense and whatnot, and they move back and forth and they lobby one another. And I think we're beginning to see that. And I'm hoping that we'll be able to return to a government for the people, as was planned by the founders. Let me ask you this. You're a physician. And you've seen Joe Biden's mental and physical state over the last 4 years. We keep hearing from people like Joe Scarborough that he is at his peak mental fitness right now, which to me says he started at a persistent vegetative state. But what are your thoughts with regard to the President of the United States, his appearance with the Japanese Prime Minister, reading cards that you could see through the reflection on his aviator sunglasses, and using the shorter stairs and being guided around and being tended very closely by Jill Biden? As a physician, what do you see going on mentally and physically with Joe Biden?
Well, Rob, I don't think you have to be a physician to understand how much he's fallen, cognitively speaking, physically as well. And we've all seen this with loved ones when they kind of hit this cliff, and then it's a sudden drop, and not just their mental but their physical abilities as well. But my big concern is this: on the national security stage, Putin and President Xi have to be sat there just laughing, thinking, is this the guy we're supposed to respect?
Yeah.
I can tell you that our enemies don't respect us. They certainly don't fear us either. So it's his body language as much as his weak voice. I was doing a live hit when he was giving those remarks with the prime minister from Japan. I could barely understand the guy.
Yeah.
And his body language just was just very disappointing, very scary. You know, for the sake of this country, I hope he can make it through November, considering what the alternative would be if he doesn't. But he's fallen. He's fallen a lot. I don't know how we expect him to do the toughest job in America. And again, impeachment of Joe Biden is going to be in November, 200 days from now.
You know, I said when I was watching Dianne Feinstein, the very sad spectacle of her dying in front of the American people, and I'm afraid we're getting close to that with Joe Biden, and even 38% of the American people don't believe he'll even live through a second term. So I think this is beyond politics. If you're just looking at, because I could really care less about Joe Biden, to be quite honest. I think he's a political insider. I think he's crooked as the most corrupt politician we've ever seen in American history. But as a human being, to watch his wife lead him around as an infirmed elderly man, and even Robert Hurd to say that he is an elderly man, an infirmed elderly man with a bad memory. It is a sickening spectacle, and it would have to be a sickening spectacle, particularly for someone who has taken the Hippocratic Oath very seriously. And when you see someone like this being pushed into another term, whether knowingly or unknowing, it has to be very troublesome for you. It's just a doctor and a human being.
Yeah, you know, it really is elder abuse. That's exactly what it is. And we've all seen the situation where maybe a coach stuck around too long, or a professor stuck around too long, the president of the organization, they stick around too long. We see it. You know, part of being a good leader is knowing when to hand it over to the next generation, so to speak. I do want to go back to one big point that I agree with you on, the longevity part of this. This is why we need term limits. You are absolutely right. I underestimated how much power people accumulate when they stay there forever. That's why we do need to have a convention of states. We do need to go to term limits. That would solve so many problems, and not just term limits with elected officials, but term limits with government officials as well. Above a certain grade, they should have term limits as well, because I'm telling you, there are folks in that administration, non-elected, non-appointed, they have more power than I do. And that's where the swamp is. When President Trump described the swamp, I found it. It's those long-serving bureaucrats at these higher levels of government.
Amen. And let me mention this before we depart. First of all, I live in Kansas. I've lived there for 8 years or 9 years now. And I want to mention something. White Castle is from Wichita. It is from Wichita. And Senator, I have a major complaint because there is not a White Castle within 100 miles of here. I want to know what you're going to do for the people of Kansas to get White Castles in more locations in its state of origin.
Well, I will do my very best, Rob. I understand the critical issue here, and you know, the same thing with Brahms. We're trying to get Brahms to move further north as well.
Yes.
So I hear you loud and clear, Lynn. We'll do our very, very best.
I appreciate that, Senator. I really, really do. Also, if you're going fishing today, what do we pull out of lakes in Kansas? Is it sunnies? Is it crappies? Is it what do we get in Kansas? What are you hoping to catch?
Yeah, it'll be crappie and bass today.
Gotcha.
There'll be some bluegill, but I'm after that big monster mama bass is what I'll be after. And I mean, I'm serious. When I get done today, I'm going to go fishing. It's a farm pond that I grew up fishing and hunting around. Try to get me on that Saturday fishing show you're talking about before I came on here. I got some tips for folks.
Hey, you know what you ought to do? Let me give you a little tip. I'm not much of a fisherman, but the last time I went fishing, I took a can of sardines and I took the night crawlers and I rolled them in the oil of that sardines and I had them biting like that. I'm serious, like that. Try it. Do sardines in oil. Roll the night crawlers in there. You will get strikes immediately. Online.
I will, but I'm going to eat a couple of the sardines first, if you don't mind.
Nothing wrong with that. Or you could just lay one on the side and say that's what you caught. You know,
there we go.
I do want to mention also, you mentioned convention estates. I'm involved in convention estates in Kansas, and it's such a good, it's so good to hear from you as a United States Senator mention the convention of states, because I do believe that could be a serious way to turn our country around. So I greatly appreciate your involvement and your support of that, by the way.
Yep, and give us a balanced budget amendment as well.
Amen,
we
brother.
Have to have a balanced budget as well. That's what I'm banging my head up against constantly. I'm going to be working really hard over the next year trying to get the Congress to go back to a regular budgeting process where the budget has teeth to it. So we'll see if I'll be successful or if every good deed will not go unpunished.
Yeah. Senator Roger Marshall, where can people find you on social media and how can people support your efforts in the Senate?
Yeah, well, thanks. So marshall.senate.gov. Marshall.senate.gov is the simplest way to get a hold of it. Sign up for our newsletter. Especially, you know, your listeners here in the Midwest, I think that they'll really enjoy that that we have a good newsletter. And then the Twitter is at Roger Marshall MD. You know, this trial going forward, this impeachment trial, public sentiment will drive this.
Yes, sir.
So I really hope folks reach out to those senators in Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Montana, Nevada, those swing states that President Trump needs to win and get us a Senate majority.
All right, Senator Roger Marshall, God bless you. Thank you for joining me today. I look forward to having you on again. In the meantime, have a glorious day. Catch some crappies and get White Castle to Kansas City, dang it.
Yes, sir. I'll do my best. Take care.
All right, let's take a break. It's the Rob Carson Show.
Come on, Pete. Start moving.
Come on.
Get me there.
Edwin Starr. 25 miles. I love this song. Come on. It's my walk-on music. So, if you're tired of woke news services or any streaming services like Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, or whatnot, get Newsmax Plus. I've got it right here. I got a new screen in front of me. And I watch Newsmax Plus while you guys are, you know, while we're doing breaks and whatnot. I get to see Newsmax live streamed. I get to check out Rob Schmidt's show and other shows, Chris Plant's show that I really like, all on Newsmax Plus. And the great thing is that the anchors on Newsmax don't change their stripes. It's really good. Yeah. You get great cutting analysis from people like Carrie Lake, Alan Dershowitz, Victor Davis Hanson. You know, so many conservative content producers are under fire by the left. And Newsmax is a fantastic organization. And by the way, my TV show this weekend is off the hook funny. It's called Rob Carson's What in the World. Sign up for Newsmax Plus today, will you? It's $5 a month. NewsmaxPlus.com. NewsmaxPlus.com. Get registered. Here's John Kennedy talking about the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas.
If the majority leader and my Democratic colleagues table or dismiss these charges and destroy Senate precedent that we've established to conduct full and fair impeachment trials, they will regret it.
You bet your...
They will regret it.
100%.
Senate Democrats, if they do that, will show the world that their proclamations about rule of law and protecting democracy are just tools of their own political experience and arrogance.
Absolutely. And if you believe Christopher Wray, who says we are under threat and we got to reinstall FISA, we got to, you know, reapprove FISA and all that, and yet they've allowed that southern border to be wide open and we are under threat because of them, because of Alejandro Mayorkas. I've just received word that there are some missiles being fired on Israel. This is from my boss. He says, Israel under rocket fire from Lebanon. They're expecting some sort of attack from Iran. Big surprise, right? God bless Israel. We'll give you further details on this as they develop. This is the Rob Carson Show.
This is the Rob Carson Show.
And by the grace of God, it is finally Friday. I have got a date with a bad kitchen and a sledgehammer this weekend. I can't wait. Cannot wait. That's the best part of a home improvement is the destruction. I can't wait. I'm going to get my saws all out and I want to... Oh, we're going to get medieval on the kitchen. We're going to get medieval on the kitchen. Anyway, welcome to the final hour of the show. There is much going on. The number is 800-922-6680. Lots of audio, lots of news to get to as well. I got to tell you, I was very impressed with Senator Roger Marshall. If you get a chance to listen to the podcast today, listen to Roger Marshall. He is a genuine conservative. He is one of the senators who signed on demanding that Alejandro Mayorkas' impeachment proceed in the Senate. He is a MAGA conservative. And if you want to hear the podcast and his interview, just go to your favorite podcast platform and look up The Rob Carson Show. It should be posted shortly after the show. Because our podcast is the show, all right? We divide it into two segments. Ken, my awesome producer, Ken Decker, he puts it together and he puts it up right after the show so you can download it. Or you can just ask Alexa. That's cool. And you can get her done, all right? So you know what has happened with all the fake crap in our food over the last 50 years? You know, they decided to replace butter with margarine, and then the country crock, and then the, you know, can't believe it's not butter, and then, you know, they replaced all the sugar with the Splenda. Stop it, Splenda! You can't say Splenda without sounding really fabulous. You ever notice that? It's like you're just walking, yeah, I want a black coffee and a Splenda! You know, it's just that. When I go up to the, they've got a little coffee drive-thru, it's called 7 Brew, right? And I'll get an iced coffee, and I'll be like, yeah, I just want an iced coffee! And they're like, do you want anything else? I said, well, I think I'll have a Splenda. And they're, what the, what the, what? But anyway, Splenda, saccharin is the first thing, and Equal and all these and all that, you know, and all the fake fats and everything. I remember in the 90s, you Gen Zers will notice, they came up with a thing that was called Olestra. And it was a fake fat. And you could literally eat Doritos and you'd no fat in them, fat free. But it was this stuff they created called Olestra. And you know what the side effect was? You'd have diarrhea and you'd have an oily sheen in the toilet. You didn't know about it, did you? So fortunately, they flushed that. But did you notice through all of these things, all of these fakes and phonies and fake cheese and fake this and fake that, and fat free and vegan and all that crap, we got fatter. We got fatter and unhealthier. My mother cooked with lard. My mother used butter. My dad, every day of his life, had bacon in the morning for breakfast with eggs, and every night he had mashed potatoes and gravy with his dinner. And when they did his autopsy, he had no fat in his arteries. Zero. And he smoked his whole life. He died of smoking, by the way. But he had no fat in his arteries. You're like, no, man. he had the arteries of a 21-year-old. Because you're meant to eat natural food. Bacon does not cause heart disease. You know, you always say that, oh, yeah, yeah, if you get a bacon cheeseburger, it's going to get a heart attack. No, it's not. No, it's not. You know what gives you a heart attack? Partially hydrogenated vegetable oil. That crap. Crisco. Never use Crisco. I mean, eat it. Anyway. Wrestling, it's perfectly fine. That said, I said too much. Vegan Impossible Burgers. You know, those vegan burgers that taste exactly like meat, but they're not like meat, and you're kind of like, what the hell is going on with these? There's some unholy thing in this that makes it taste like meat. Well, it is. Apparently, it causes an increase in the risk of diabetes and heart problems. You're better off with real meat. Well, no kidding. You know what else? You're also better off with a gas car and not an electric. I thought you should know that. So a new trial suggests the plant-based fake meat products are not, in fact, a nutritious choice, could risk heart disease. The study, published by the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, found that people who ate a diet of fake meats like Beyond Burgers and Impossible Burgers for 8 weeks had higher blood sugars than those who ate real meat. You know, here's the deal. We just met the new neighbors. Got a new neighbor as they moved in. And I was joking around. I said, we have to have you over for dinner sometime. And her parents were there. And her parents are like in their 70s, you know. And she's probably in her early 40s. I said, well, have you over dinner sometime? I said, you're not a vegan, are you? And her boyfriend's standing there. And she goes, well, yeah, I am. And I said, oh, you're going to hate this because I got a T-shirt on my T-shirt line that says veganism is an eating disorder. And she laughed. I said, I will make a vegan meal for you. That's fine. I don't care. But you know what I really hate? When you make hamburgers out of veggies and you make chicken nuggets out of veggies and you have veggie chicken wings. I mean, honestly, if you want to separate yourself from meat products, don't shape them in the form of a meat product. Don't say that they're veggie chicken wings. They're not. It's just a wad of veggie puree, breaded and fried. Please, all right? I don't go to a steakhouse and say, carve my steak in the shape of a carrot. There you go. Fake meat is bad for you. No kidding. Maybe we're omnivorous for a reason. Maybe God created us that way. Do you ever think about that? You know, we overthink stupid crap. We eat a bunch of fake garbage. It's ridiculous. Okay, I'm done with that. I am done with that. Let me see if I can find this here. RFK. RFK Jr. RFK Jr. was in an interview the other day, and he was asked by CNN host Aaron Burnett, who's the biggest threat to democracy, Donald Trump or Joe Biden? And he said Joe Biden, obviously, because Joe Biden is the only person who have weaponized the DOJ against his political opposition and silenced free speech in America. And it's true. What he's done is very reminiscent of Joseph Stalin. He even took the word disinformatia from Joseph Stalin. He doubled down on it the other day. Here is RFK Jr., talking about Donald Trump, not being guilty of insurrection or trying to overthrow the Constitution, and Joe Biden.
President Biden did something no other president in history, and he's been, a court has found it. No. A court has no, there's no court that's found that President Trump tried to steal the election or tried to derail the election or tried to start an insurrection. There may be plenty of evidence that he did that.
He just wanted the damned evidence presented after an arguably, I mean actually positively, rigged election where the DOJ, the HHS, the FBI were all involved in it.
There's no court that's found that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a courts that have found that President Biden was censoring his opponents.
Oh, yeah,
and not
true.
Just me, although he did censor me, and I did win that suit, so it's not me making it up.
Yeah.
And by the way, they were censoring me not because I was promoting misinformation.
Nope.
The Facebook people are saying, well, actually, what he's saying is factually correct.
Listen to this.
They had to come up with a new word to describe my post. And the word is malinformation. It's not misinformation or disinformation. It's malinformation, mm-hmm. which is information that is factually correct, but it's nevertheless inconvenient for the government.
Yeah. Can you believe that? Of course you can, because you listen to my show. President Trump dropped a bombshell. A letter from Stormy Daniels. I'd seen this. Did you know this? He literally put it up on his Truth Social, an image from the office of Stormy Daniels. Wow. Can you imagine that office? I wouldn't put my elbows on that desk. That said, here's what it literally said. January 30th, 2018. This is legit. Over the past few weeks, I've been asked countless times to comment on reports of an alleged sexual relationship I had with Donald Trump many years ago. The fact of the matter is that each party to this alleged affair denied its existence in 2006, 2011, 2016, 2017, now again in 2018. I am not denying this affair because I was paid hush money, as has been reported in overseas-owned tabloids. I am denying this affair because it never happened. I have no further comment on this matter. Please feel free to check me out on Instagram and at the Ladies Club tonight, where the cover is only $5 and you get all you can eat chicken wings. I think that was in there. By the way, according to dirty lawyer Michael Avenatti, who defended Stormy Daniels in her so-called hush money case against Trump, the affair with Stormy Daniels was not with Trump, but instead with Donald Trump attorney Michael Cohen. I don't know how he ever got a piece of... Anyway, who was trying to extort money from Donald Trump before the 2016 election with a fake scheme he cooked up about an affair with then top GOP presidential candidate had with the porn star? It's a sham. It's a shakedown. It's a put on. There's a new documentary out about it, actually. It's called Chasing Trump. I'll play a little piece of it because this trial starts next week. And again, it's a political sham with a judge who is a daughter, has raised $94 million for Democrats like Adam Schiff and Kamala Harris. Because of this case, his wife has worked in Letitia James' office for 3 years. He should have recused himself.
Four corrupt, politically motivated prosecutors. One target, Donald Trump. They say they're upholding the law, but a close examination reveals politics of the very worst kind, meant to influence the 2024 election. Investigations unprecedented in American history, part of a broader attempt to silence and penalize a president who challenged the status quo.
You have four or five different prosecutions in different form on different highly aggressive theories and applications of the law. On the eve of an election of the president of the United States, can there be any doubt that there's a...
Yeah, it's obvious. Duh. And that's why I'm not engaging the left on the their claim that these are all legit. These 91 charges are legit. I'm here to to completely expose it, and I'm here to ridicule and mock those who would do such a thing to the American people. If Democrats can't win without a Marxist Maoist takeover of the country, then screw them. Absolutely. I want to go to Martin in Towson. He says that artificial sweeteners ruined his health. Martin, welcome to the show, man. What happened, bro?
Well, thank you, Rob. First, I want to say this country's never been in more danger than it is now, and the danger is coming from within. But I want to talk about the artificial sweetener aspartame.
Yes, sir.
Basically, it is a neurotoxin, and I drank a lot of it back in the late 80s and all the way up through 2010 when I stopped using it. But one of the things with it is I think it triggered my multiple sclerosis.
Wow.
And I have two friends that, same thing, drank a lot of diet soda with the aspartame, and they're both dead now. But basically, I got off of it, and my symptoms improved for a short time.
Gotcha.
But it basically, when the product came out in the market in 1983, there was a spike 2 years later in 1985 of women being diagnosed with MS.
Mm-hmm.
And who drinks diet products and uses diet products the most?
Yeah.
It's women.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's women. Yeah. So it's garbage. It's in all the diet sodas. I tell people all the time, I try to warn them because somebody warned me and I laughed them off.
Yeah,
and had I not, I probably would still be able to walk today. I can't,
brother. Martin, I'm so sorry. I know several. I have several friends who have MS, and I sincerely, yeah. I'm so sorry for you, bro. And I thank you for sharing your story with me.
I just want to add one thing. I warn people about it, and I was warning a lady, and there was another lady with her, and the lady with her. I was telling one lady I was talking to asked me why they don't take it off the market. And I said, because the FDA is corrupt.
Yeah.
And the woman next to her, she whispered something to the woman next to her. The woman next to her said, you're right. I work for the FDA, and they're very corrupt.
I agree, bro. I agree. Yeah. Absolutely. Thanks for the phone call. I do appreciate it. Yeah, the FDA, of course they are. Of course they are. You know, listen, I always say everything in moderation and occasionally to excess. I don't make some food verboten, okay? Pringles are not really food. They are a slurry of potato flour blown into the shape of a saddle with some artificial flavoring on it. And they're freaking awesome, All right. But I don't keep them. I don't consider them poison. They're only poison if that's all you eat. Your best bet, and I'll tell you this, and I mean this, because I have been following this, and I've had my ups and downs and all that. Right now, I stopped drinking. I am very strong physically, very sharp mentally. You may disagree. But your best bet is to eat real food. Enjoy bacon. Bacon isn't causing the heart attacks, okay? The fake turkey bacon crap is, all right? The fake turkey bacon crap is. The fake margarine, the fake this, the fake that, the fake sweeteners, anything that's fake, anything that's made with hydrogenated vegetable oil, eat meat, eat veggies, eat bread. Jesus, God in heaven. Jesus Christ walked through the desert 2,000 years ago. He ate fish, he ate carbs, and he drank wine, and he was perfectly fine. So eat real food. There you go. That's all I'm going to say about that. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson for Ladder Life. One of my rules for to-dos is the simpler the task or project, the longer it takes to do it. I can tile a bathroom floor sooner than I'll replace a door hinge. I don't know why, but that's just how I roll. With regard to setting up term life insurance, it's easy with Ladder. It's 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork when you apply for $3 million of coverage or less. Just answer a few questions about your health on your application. Ladder customers rate them 4.8 out of 5. Five stars on Trustpilot, and they just made the Forbes Best Life Insurance 2021 list. Just get on your laptop or phone and apply. Ladder's smart algorithms work in real time, and you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees. Cancel at any time. Get a full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Hey, life insurance doesn't get cheaper with age, so cross it off your to-do list. Go to ladderlife.com/newsmax today to see if you're instantly approved. Ladderlife.com/newsmax. Write it down. That's ladderlife.com/newsmax.
It's time to make common sense common again. It's the Rob Carson Show.
I have been absolutely resolute in my support of Israel after October the 7th, the horror of October the 7th, and the left has attempted, like they have done with the original Holocaust, to erase it and deny it. It took literally weeks for the denial of the second Holocaust on October the 7th. And as far as I'm concerned, the Palestinian Authority had its opportunity to make Gaza into an oasis in the desert, and they bedded down with Hamas and raise Gaza, evacuate the innocents. And I'm not talking R-A-I-S-E, R-A-Z-E, level it, flatten it, done, no two-state solution. You had your chance. It's like FISA. You had your chance. You abused it. Now it should go away. That's a terrible comparison. No, it's not. It's a matter of getting responsibility and then ruining it. And that's what they did. And now, because we have an idiot in the White House, well, he's not an idiot. He's just got dementia. He's got an idiot as a vice president. I'm not saying Joe Biden is terribly smart. He's not a terribly smart man. Just listen to him talk. Generally, you can tell if somebody's smart by how they talk. And Joe Biden has never been a smart man. But here we are. Joe Biden has empowered Iran, has lifted sanctions. They've got hundreds of billions of dollars between Iraq and Iran. Barack Obama sent pallets of cash to them. The mullahs have been empowered more than ever before. There was a green revolution in Iran to overthrow the mullahs years ago. Barack Obama did nothing to it. Nothing to help them. Same way with Cuba. But the U.S. is dispatching a general in charge of the Middle East to F-15 base in Israel as it faces an imminent strike from Iran. Netanyahu warns anyone who hits us, we hit them. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is actively working with our CIA to depose Benjamin Netanyahu. I think we got some really evil people in charge of our federal government. Really, really do. Oh, and then there's this. The U.S. fears that the Hamas hostages are dead already. Terrorist group may have not have enough of the 40 detainees needed in ceasefire talks because they murdered them. Yeah, doesn't surprise me. Do you imagine the horror they went through? And why haven't we heard anything about our American hostages? Why are they not on the cover of the papers? Why in the hell not? Why don't we know all of the people who died at the bombing in Afghanistan when we hastily and absolutely irresponsibly withdrew our troops? Sickening. The viral video went viral. Well, of course, they always do, because that's why they're viral. Shocking moment. UC Berkeley law students who were invited to a Jewish dean's house for dinner turn on. And they decided to invite a bunch of Muslim students. I'm not saying all Muslim students are radical, but Malik Afana stood up to protest Berkeley's investment in Israel at this dinner party that the dean of law, Aaron Shermerisky, and his wife had. So we invited all these people here, all of these students, and a couple of the Muslims decided to stand up and do the same kind of crap they're doing on campus and in America's cities.
Where millions of Muslims around the world fast, not only from the
This is not your house.
Grab the microphone, started protesting against the Jews.
We have attorneys.
Okay, you don't have to get aggressive.
Remember that story that Donald Trump tells about the woman and the snake? Yeah, this is what happens when you let your guard down with radical, not Islam, but radical Islam.
Please leave our house. You are guests at our house.
This is our First Amendment right.
No, this is my house.
The National Lawyers Guild has informed us this is our First Amendment right.
This is my house.
Yeah, it's my First Amendment right. No, it's not.
This is my house.
There you go. And, you know, these are typical leftists, probably Berkeley professors. They're like, kumbaya, everybody's cool. But, you know, this is what happens. This is what liberalism, leftism does. It takes your eyes off of the real threat. And clearly they invited that threat to dinner. Coming up, sex-crazed zombie cicadas coming to a neighborhood near you. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's Tony Marino, host of the wildly popular Newsmax Daily podcast, available for free along with Jerry Callahan, Rob Carson, and other great podcasts at newsmax.com/listen or wherever you get podcasts.
It is the Rob Carson Show, Friday edition. Joining us on the Newsmax hotline is Dr. Kelly Victory, the chief of emergency and disaster medicine. She works with the wellness company. We invite her on the show to talk about a bunch of things that are going on in the world, including the possibility of this new bird flu pandemic, which oddly enough is rising during election year. I know, I'm as shocked as you are. Kelly Victory, by the way, one of my favorite names other than Armstrong. I wish my last name was Armstrong. Victory is a pretty awesome name, though. Dr. Kelly Victory, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rob. Glad to join you.
Okay, so we got this bird flu now that they're talking about, and somehow a guy who was milking his cow got the bird flu from the chickens, or I don't know what the hell's going on. What have you heard about this new potential pandemic, and what do your suspicions tell you?
Well, Rob, it certainly appears that the people in the government, the CDC, and the public health officials are once again raising the fear flag unnecessarily. As you point out, right now we have a single case, someone in Texas who was in direct contact with infected birds, who has tested positive for an avian flu. His only symptom, interestingly, was conjunctivitis, otherwise known as pink eye. He certainly isn't very ill. The reality is that bird flus have been around for a long time. H5N1 was discovered back in 1996. It rears its ugly head every several years and generally does not cause any concern to people other than poultry workers who are in direct contact with infected birds. So at this juncture, there's absolutely no reason for people to be unduly concerned or to take any particular mitigation efforts right now. All of this said, we certainly have to be cognizant, Rob, of what we've seen in the past 4 years with regard to the weaponization of, through bio labs and gain-of-function research, certain pathogens. So I and certainly my colleagues at the wellness company are keeping close tabs on this to see if there's any signs that this is not just a run-of-the-mill, naturally occurring, minor outbreak of an avian flu that won't cause anybody any concern.
I would be concerned if I laid an egg. That's what I would be very concerned. I want you to hear, these are the words of Rand Paul, and he made a major announcement this week that 15 federal agents lied about the funding of the Wuhan lab and what they were doing there.
About 2 years ago, a whistleblower revealed that the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the lab in China, wanted to get American taxpayer dollars to create a virus, a coronavirus that had a special way to infect human cells called a furin cleavage site. So they asked for money in 2018. This was asked of DARPA. DARPA didn't give them the money. And nobody from DARPA, nobody from the 15 agencies, and the agencies included Anthony Fauci's NIAID as well as NIH, they all heard about this proposal, and none of them warned us that the lab in Wuhan wanted to work on creating a virus that it turns out looks very scarily similar to what COVID-19 was.
Now, obviously, we know what happened. Dr. Kelly Victory and the United States government for 3 years has told us we cannot have an opinion on it. But it's very clear that this was a man-made virus. It's very clear, and it looks like we were involved in creating it. And then the federal government shut down any discussion of it. What are your thoughts on the Wuhan lab and creating viruses?
Well, Rob, this is irrefutable, and I said so from the very beginning. I posted that in February of 2020, that this was clearly a man-manipulated virus, clearly was the result of gain-of-function research, and came out of the Wuhan Virology Institute in China. I didn't agree with much of what President Obama did, but one of the things I did agree with was the moratorium that he placed on gain-of-function research in this country back in 2014. That did not deter Anthony Fauci, however, who simply funneled that research, ultimately over a number of years, pushed that research out of the United States using U.S. taxpayer dollars, and continued that research in consort with the Chinese Communist Party over in China. And now we've seen the devastating results of this. We are not able as physicians to prevent all pandemics. They are naturally occurring events that can happen regularly. That said, we can absolutely prevent and should be preventing this man-made disaster that was foisted on the entire globe. And the fact that Anthony Fauci and people at these 15 different institutions or organizations within our government have managed to obfuscate or outright lie about it, perjure themselves about it, is unconscionable. And I certainly am hoping that Rand Paul gets to the bottom of it, is able to fully expose this for what it was.
I hope there are tribunals, to be quite honest. I am so disgusted and so thoroughly sickened by it that my children were abused and ruined their academic careers. My daughter, her second half of her freshman year in high school, gone completely. No online, nothing. Then there was a weak attempt at attempting to cover for her doing online learning her second year, and then this hybrid and then full-time with a stupid mask on. I'm so sickened by this, Dr. Kelly Victory. I am so sickened by this. I want people to pay for this. I want people who to pay for not being able to, telling people they couldn't be with their loved ones when they died. I want people to be paid to pay for moving the COVID positive patients into nursing homes. This is the most sickening thing. And now that we know that our government was involved in it, this is such a sick and disgusting plot against humankind, and then to have these vaccines locked and loaded so they could enrich Big Pharma by the billions and billions of dollars. I hope and pray to God that people are held accountable for what they have done to us. I really, really do. Let me ask you, Dr. Kelly Victory, you as a physician, during COVID, you were told you could not have autonomy when it came to treating those with COVID. That had to be crushing as a physician to have the federal government decide for you how you could treat a patient, even if it meant it would result in the injury of that patient. What do you think about that?
This was unprecedented, Rob. I've never seen it before in my 35 plus years as a practicing physician. Never have we had the federal government get involved at this level. Never have we had pharmacists and pharmacies refusing to fill legitimate prescriptions. The idea that a physician can use any medication that is FDA approved as is the case with hydroxychloroquine, FDA approved for use in humans in 1942.
Yes, yes.
Same thing with ivermectin, FDA approved for use in humans back in the mid 80s. The idea that we were not allowed to use these medications to treat COVID was absolutely unconscionable. These are safe, readily available, inexpensive, highly tested medications that we had every reason to believe would be effective. And lo and behold, they were. We know that. We have multitudes of studies proving it. Yet we were not allowed to do it. And it goes, it's worse than that. Not only were we not allowed to use them, we had assaults against our medical licenses. Many physicians lost their practices, lost their careers, had claims against them. I was shut down from social media. This was absolutely the most egregious affront to all of humanity. And unless we expose it for what it was, we are bound for it to recur.
I liken this to Catherine Herridge was on Capitol Hill, and she talked about how she was censored, she was shut down, she had was fired, had all of her her information taken from of all of her sources and whatnot, the ability to express herself as a journalist, and the same went for doctors. There was, and I know this is involving life-saving medicine, I get that, but it's very similar. It's what you got into this for. It is meant to enrich people's lives, save people's lives, and all of us were crushed by the federal government on numerous fronts. Let me ask you this, Dr. Kelly Victory. I'm reading this headline today in the UK Daily Mail. U.S. drug shortages reach all-time high. Cancer and diabetes patients waiving deadly amount of time-saving for life-saving drugs. There are a number of ways that these life-saving drugs are in short supply right now. 323 medicines in short supply nationwide. Some for cancer treatment, some antibiotics, some injectable diabetes medications. This is why the wellness company exists. And what have you heard? What have you heard from insiders in the business of medicine about drug shortages?
Well, this issue of drug shortages, Rob, far predates COVID. The tragedy is this, and it's our greatest national security threat from my perspective. China is the leading producer of active pharmaceutical ingredients, APIs. The United States is reliant on China for more than 80% of our pharmaceuticals or their active ingredients. This includes even rudimentary things like penicillin. Americans are reliant on China for the drugs that they use to treat their diabetes, their blood pressure, heart disease, and on and on. And this is absolutely tragic. All it would take is for China to decide to weaponize the pharmaceutical industry by either increasing the prices exponentially, by cutting off our supply, or God forbid, contaminating it. The only way out of this is to refurbish and revitalize our moribund pharmaceutical manufacturing here in the United States. Until that time, what we at the wellness company are doing is trying to make available to people kits that contain some very safe, very effective, inexpensive medications to treat a host of things that might occur during an emergency. We're not talking about drugs to treat diabetes and heart disease, but drugs to treat influenza, common colds, urinary tract infections, bronchitis, those sorts of things, so that people are not beholden to the medical system or are not at the mercy of their local pharmacy in a time of crisis.
By the way, I just was reading this headline. Rite Aid is advancing its bankruptcy restructuring by closing an additional 53 stores in 9 states. And, you know, for those who have a neighborhood pharmacy, what if yours closes? Honestly, it is frightening. I know I've had a pharmacy close near me. Fortunately, there's a CVS over here. There's a Walgreens over here. But you never know. I want to share a story real quick, Doctor, I thought was kind of entertaining. My producer, Ken Deckers, great guy. He accidentally got salmonella. And he was desperately ill. Now, I've had salmonella twice, once by eating lobster in Jamaica and once by cleaning out my daughter's turtle tanks. It's awful. It's awful. He had his emergency kit. He read the instructions. He took Z-Pak, and he said he was over it in hours. And I wanted to share that story with you.
You know, it's a great story, and that's exactly why we make these available to people. The last thing you want to be doing when you're abroad, when you're traveling, is to be trying to find a local urgent care or an emergency department in a place where you may not speak the language well. The last thing you want to be doing if there is an outbreak of something in your area is to have to be standing in line at the pharmacy trying to find something. So we make available these kits associated, Rob, with the support that you need from the physician via a telemedicine visit. You can always call and speak to a doctor face-to-face to get guidance on how to use any of the medications. It's not like you're flying solo once you get this kit. We have a guidebook in there as well to help walk you through the symptoms and how to best use the medication. So it's really a safety measure. It doesn't replace your regular doctor and certainly doesn't replace routine medical care, but it's a safety measure that can be invaluable in a time of crisis.
Well, I appreciate your time today. It was really great for you to be here and talk about some of the stories that I've been concerned about. I'd love to have your expertise, and I wish you the very best. Dr. Kelly Victory, where can people find you on social media?
Well, they can find me at Dr. Kelly Victory on Twitter or X. That's my only social media platform, or during my association as the chief of emergency medicine and disaster at the wellness company. But at
All right.
Dr. Kelly Victory.
Thank you very much. Have a glorious weekend. God bless.
Thank you.
All right. There you go. TWC.health/Carson, by the way. If you want to get an emergency medical kit, sex-crazed zombie cicadas. They're real. Of all the things that we've been faced with, we had an earthquake in New York. We had a terrible winter. We've got the ozone hole or whatever the hell, the global warming, climate change, or whatever. Now it's sex-crazed zombie cicadas.
Trigger warning. If you are easily offended, please be advised. Trigger warning.
This isn't really a trigger warning, but it is a warning. Billions of cicadas are set to emerge from the depths. Some will escape their underground dwelling as sex-crazed zombies, which is what a lot of Democrats do when they wake up in the morning. Okay. The winged insects have been fallen victim to a parasitic fungus called Massapora cicadina, which consumes the creature's abdomen, genitals, and buttocks. Again, just like Democrats, replacing them as fungal spores. Is that like a butt implant? Once the fungus is in charge, it directs the infected male to perform a mating ritual by flicking its wings, tempting unsuspecting males to pass on the fungus. Again, Democrats. It's a quite ingenious and particularly technically a sexually transmitted disease, Smithsonian entomologist and collections manager Floyd Shockley told the UK Daily Mail. The fungus creates a plug of spores that look like the end of the abdomen is still intact, but it eats away the reproductive organs, making them infertile and causing the abdominal segments to fall off. Creates the plug to keep the cicadas alive as long as possible. A dead cicada isn't a very effective vector to spread other cicadas. Right now, they are spreading tiny, tiny cicada condoms via airdrop in forests around the country. Oh, by the way, while the male and females can be infected equally, the fungus produces a hallucinogenic compound that results in a change in infected males, which makes them into zombie cicadas. There you go. Let's take a break and come back. This is the Rob Carson Show. It is the Rob Carson Show. So, did you hear about Maxine Waters? Apparently, somebody confronted her at a restaurant about her political views. Now, remind you, a couple years ago, this is what she said about confronting Republicans.
If you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd.
Now, when somebody did that to her, all of a sudden, they're racist.
As a member of Congress with people, who evidently had a racist attitude.
Yeah.
And recently one even confronted me in a restaurant. And they don't say racist things, but right. What they say is they don't like something I said. They don't like a position that I took.
And therefore, she uses racism as a weapon. There you go.
So I'm asking you, are you aware as director of the FBI?
Again, I'm just going to refer to the special counsel and his testimony.
Let's hear some comedy.
Well, Chris Ray is the kind of guy who will never tell the truth.
Jim Gossett.
Chris Ray is unscrupulous and totally uncouth. He never answers questions. He dodges all the time. Covers for the FBI and their culture of crime. You can bet from Chris Ray you'll get the run around, 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 around. Chris protects the left and persecutes the right like the Mar-a-Lago raid or busting Roger Stone's door in the middle of the night. Woo! Why call Chris to testify? He'll only obfuscate and give a pass to Hunter, allow Sleepy Joe to escape. And if you try to press him, your question he'll deflect. Chris is in the deep state. What do you expect? Yeah, he's deceiving. You'll be receiving the run around, 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 around.
I know what you longtime Rush Limbaugh fans are hearing the philanderer with Ted Kennedy saying, aren't you? Aren't you? You remember that? You remember that? Yeah, I remember that. I was in my 20s when he was playing that. Jim Gossett is going to be live at the Coastal Grill on the 20th of this month in Roswell, Georgia. If you want to see him live on stage doing comedy, doing impressions, doing songs, write down this number, okay? 678-829-SHOW. 678-829-SHOW. Jim Gossett, the genius, will be on stage, and you can see him live. Roswell, 678-829-SHOW, again on the 20th of this month. Let's take a break, come back, wrap this thing up. This is the Rob Carson Show. That's going to do it for the show, guys. Check out the podcast. Senator Roger Marshall is on it today. Go to your favorite podcast platform, look up The Rob Carson Show, or just ask Alexa to play it. Watch my TV show. Rob Carson's What in the World This Weekend. Have a glorious weekend. I've got a date with a bad kitchen and a sledgehammer. God bless you, America, Israel, and until Monday, don't catch the stupid...